is today, Marie?
A bowl of cereal.
A bowl of cereal? Good. Anything else with that?
Cup of coffee. Instant coffee.
Do you just have one cup of coffee a day?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Just the one?
And don't like it.
You don't like coffee?
Uh-uh.
Why do you drink it?
I just made it when my husband was living. He liked coffee. And so I'll have maybe one cup every 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay.
Very seldom I drink coffee.
Wow. I have to drink it every day.
Not me.
So tell me a little bit about your childhood or your parents, wherever you want to start.
Oh, Lord.
I'd love to hear about how you came up.
Well, I was born in Eflin, lived there all my life, and went to school at Eflin for 11 years, and graduated in 1944, and I got married in 45, and moved up between Eflin and Mebane, and we had a little house there and moved over here. I believe I've been here about 50 years. My son and husband and neighbors built this house. And I had two brothers and a sister. I have one brother living. The one brother, one sister is dead. And my mother and daddy are both dead. They mother worked in a hosier mill, and my daddy worked several different places in the grocery store here in Eflin years ago, Forrest's store, and then he worked in White's factory in Mebane. And I played basketball in for Eflin, and we had a good team.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, we did. We played all around everywhere back then. And I went to church, both Baptist church and the Methodist church, but I'm a member of the Eflin Methodist church now. And I have been for something like 50 years, I reckon. And I've had a good life, enjoyed my children, and I have quite a few grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren.
Wow.
I have 4 grandchildren and 12 great-grandchildren and enjoy every one of them. And a matter of fact, today I'm going to a birthday party that 2 of the great-grandsons have birthdays today.
Really?
So I'm going to a birthday party this evening for them.
Are they twins?
Huh?
Are they twins?
No. Different families.
Wow.
And I've had a good life, and everybody has been over here. Everybody has been so good. I just have the best neighbors you've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And my son he works for Walmart distributing up here in Mebane. He drove a truck for the time he got out of high school for heaven knows how many years.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they come up here, he quit the truck driving and went to work up here. And my daughter has worked in the hospital and offices there, but she doesn't work now. Her and her husband live in Mebane, and Kenneth and his family live in Mebane too.
Hmm.
And we've just had a wonderful life. God's been good to me.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all see the doctor much when you were coming up?
Doctor?
Mm-hmm. Did you see doctors much when you were a kid?
No. Not much. I reckon I've seen him more now since I've got old than I have ever seen him. But
what happened when you got sick when you were a kid?
Well, we went to the doctor. They doctored on us, but I don't ever remember, you know, being real sick.
Mm-hmm.
And my brothers and sisters the same way. But if we got sick, they always took care of us, you know. I did have my tonsils taken out my senior year in high school.
Really?
I remember that.
What was that like?
It was awful. I was scared to death. No, I got along good, you know, but I just didn't like the hospital. Just didn't like being away from home. I'd been around home all my life,
mm-hmm.
you know.
How far away was the hospital?
Huh? Huh?
How far away was the hospital?
Was it Duke?
It was at Duke.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And oh Lordy, I can't. I can remember so much about Eflin back then, and I think about it a lot now. I start from Eflin. I consider down about where the roads divide, you know, and up as far as beyond the fire station, you know. And you should know everybody up and down the road everywhere. But now, you know, you go out and you'll see a little road up through the woods and be a nice big house up there that wasn't there when I come along. And my daddy never did have a car. And we, all the kids in the community, just went together. We had little parties and you know, things like that. And we all had a good time. Mm-hmm. And it used to be an old schoolhouse up across the on this side of the railroad. It's torn down now, that Mr. Eflin owned, and he let us roller skate in it. All the kids in the neighborhood had roller skates, you know. And it was an upstairs, and the stage and everything was an old school. And he let us skate there for a long time. The old floor had got just as slick as the floor, you know, but where we were, we done got all the splinters off of it. But we had a good life coming up, really did. I think we have a lot more fun when we come up than kids do now. I really do.
Yeah, I can see that.
I really do. I think they have cars where they get out and run and go here, yonder, and everywhere. And we didn't. We'd go to show once in a while. They had a theater in Mebane at that time. We'd go to show, things like that. But I just know that we had a better time coming up than the kids do now.
When did you meet Frank?
Huh?
When did you meet Frank?
Oh, my Lord. Before ever I got out of school.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was we all in school at the same time?
Uh-uh. No, he didn't go to school. He went to school in Hillsboro.
Okay.
His daddy was a plumbing and heating contractor, and he done a lot of that with him. But he worked at Liggett & Myers Tobacco Company for 35 years. And he retired. He'd been there 35 years. Was having some back trouble, and so he just retired. So we've had a good life. We really have. But he will soon be dead 11 years.
I'm sorry.
And he gets lonesome. But my kids and all my neighbors, Lord, you never know when a neighbor's coming in, you know. Mm-hmm. And call. And this program that Archie and them have, I think is so nice. I really do. And they're so nice. And they come and want to know if there's anything they can do for you, you know. And Ed was saying yesterday, other day, that they were coming late with my lunch. Come in just real fast. They were running late. Says some lady had a prescription that need filling, and so they had run and had her prescription filled. I thought that was so nice, mm-hmm. you know, and them doing things like that. I am able to get up and do things, you know, in the house. I don't go outside much, but I can cook and clean and mm-hmm. things like that. Where there's so many people that. Even younger than I am, that is not able to do that. And I think I'm very fortunate to, you know, get along as good as I do.
Yeah.
And have such good neighbors, and my kids are so good to me.
Why do you think you're still able to get along a little better than some other people?
I don't know. Just God's been good to me is all I know.
Mm-hmm. What do you do when you're feeling a little bit lonesome?
I watch television a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Of mornings, I get up and I turn television on the first thing. I don't sit and look at it, but it's somebody in the house with me, you know. And I watch television. I don't especially like to read. I have had a lot of trouble with my eyes, macular degeneration in my eyes, and it takes a pretty good print for me to, you know, do too much reading. But watch television, call somebody, or somebody will call me, or somebody will come in, you know. But I've lived a good life. No regrets.
That's an amazing thing to be able to say.
Huh?
That's an amazing thing to be able
well,
to say.
Well, that is the truth. Mm-hmm. That is the truth.
I think it's... the program that Archie has is pretty amazing, and all the people that he can connect with.
Yeah.
I oftentimes think about communities that don't have something like that.
I know I have this cousin that, well, she's in Alamance County, partly in Orange and partly in Alamance. She has land in both places. And she says in Alamance County they don't do things like this. She's just, you know, real fascinated by what all they do, and she has been here when Archie and some of them have come, and they go see her too. They don't take her meal, but they go by and see her every week. She's just partly in Orange County and partly in Alamance County. She has land in both places. She lives off of Mabin Oaks Road, but It is. Archie's just been so nice to everybody, and everybody that I know thinks so much of Archie. I know I do.
Yeah, we're all pulling for him real hard in this surgery.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I feel for him. I know this girl I was telling you about has had this back surgery. About all's in her back is titanium rods and screws, you know, and I'm so afraid that Archie might be the same way, you know, that he has, he's had so much trouble. I feel sorry for him. I wish it was something I could do for him.
How does that other girl get along? Can she move around okay?
She can move around, but she's all bent over. She can't walk without a walker or a cane or something. I use a walker in the house for safety because I had both knees replaced. I've had this shoulder replaced, and this one hurts, but I'm not going to have it done. And so I feel safer to use a walker in the house.
When did you start using it?
Oh, six months ago or something.
Okay.
Less. I wouldn't do that if children didn't fuss at me, you know, afraid I would fall, you know. Use your cane or use a walker, you know. And I make out fine.
Yeah, so you made it all the way to 91 without a walker.
Yeah, I sure did. I could make it now, but I would be awfully slow.
Yeah. How do you think about, just when you're reflecting on life, like, how do you think about the process of aging? Have you reflected on what it means to get older?
I don't consider myself old.
That's what I'm talking about.
I don't consider myself old.
How do you stay young?
I don't know, just doing what I feel like doing and being good to everybody.
What do you look forward to every day?
Getting up and talking to the kids. Kenneth calls me every morning at his work, from his work at his break time. And Joyce calls me two or three times a day. And the kids, grandkids, as I never know when they're coming in, you know. And there's so many of them, I enjoy every one of them. But I just enjoy life, and I reckon I've stayed fairly well. I have had this surgery and all, but I come back.
How long ago was that surgery?
In 2000.
Okay. Was that the most recent surgery you've had?
The most recent was this show. That was since Frank died, so that was must have been about 5-6 years ago. Okay. Like that. But we lived a good life and enjoyed every bit of it. We had a house at the coast for a while, and we'd go down there mostly every weekend. And during the week after he retired, we would go stay maybe 2 or 3 weeks at a time. Come back home, clean up and mow and do things like that, and then go right back. And the kids would come down on the weekend, and grandkids that was here. Oh, we've just lived a good life.
Mm-hmm. If there was any one thing you could change, do you think you'd change anything?
Well, I don't know what it would be.
You seem like a pretty happy lady.
I am. I really am.
That's a wonderful blessing.
It is. It is. God's been good to me and me and Frank and the family. And we all get along real good. Everybody's they just can't do enough for you, you know. Mm-hmm.
Do you still make it to church?
Oh, yeah. I go every Sunday.
How long have you been at that church?
At that church? 50 years, I reckon. More than that.
What church is that? Can you remind me?
Elfin Methodist.
Elfin Methodist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I go every Sunday. My neighbor picks me up. My Joyce could pick me up, but my neighbor lives right across, around the curve here. She goes, she picks me up and brings me out. She drives up under the carport, and they wait on me like I'm a little child, you know. But I've just got along real good. I think I've done good to stay well as I have, mm-hmm. to be as old as I am.
Yeah, and you said your brother had dementia.
Yeah, he
did.
What
was that like?
Oh, it was terrible. He lived over in Elfin, had a house built over there, kind of across from the Esso station over in, on Highway 70. He lived alone, and he come over here a lot. And he, in the later years, he would hear people coming in trying to break in his house, you know, and just things like that. And you never, when I'd come in the mornings and open the blinds, the first thing I would do was look to see if he'd come up over here, you know, and just waiting for us to get up or something like that, you know. You never knew what he was going to do.
Hmm.
But I forgot how many years he has been dead, but quite a few.
Do you remember when the dementia started?
No, I really don't. I don't. But he was real bad with it, and it worried me, him being by himself. And he would come over and eat with me a lot, you know, and he would do some cooking himself and all, but he really got bad. I hope and pray that I'll never get nothing like that, you know. I feel like sometime now that I can do some crazy things, you know. Maybe I'm getting dementia too.
What makes you say that?
Some of the crazy things that I think about, I reckon. I don't know what else. No, I think I've done real good to be as old as I am and still able to wait on myself.
Mm-hmm. I say you've done real good to be as young as you are.
As young as I am, right.
Can you remember any really impactful experiences in a hospital or anything like that that still sticks with you?
No. Except when I was in the hospital, I was wanting to come home. That's the only thing that I can remember. No, I think I got along pretty good with the knees, one was done in, they were done about three years apart, my knee replacement, and then the shoulder was done, since Frank died, and he'll soon be dead 11 years this year, mm-hmm. this month. And all I was wanting to do was get to come home, just mm-hmm. get to come home. They don't keep you very long. They shoot you out of the hospital just as soon as they can. I reckon the insurance won't let them, you know, stay any longer than they think you have to.
How long did you stay for your knees?
The first one, I think I stayed 4 or 5 days, and then I went to rehab at Burlington and stayed maybe 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And then come home. I couldn't see that it helped me, but I stayed anyway. I worried them to death for me to come home, because I could do at home what they were doing for me. You know, so.
What were they doing for you?
Oh, all sorts of crazy things, exercising that I could do at home. Just, you know, taking a ball and rolling it and, you know, just little crazy things that I thought. But I got along good.
You don't think they helped you much to do them exercises?
Uh-uh. I believe that I could have done just exactly what they did.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But I got along all right.
Do you have a regular doctor now that
yeah.
you go see?
Mm-hmm. At the clinic, Canoda Clinic in Mebane.
Okay. Do you like him?
Oh, yes. Dr. Philposh. Yes, and I've got an appointment with him. The 24th of this month, just a regular checkup.
Right before your birthday?
Day before my birthday, when he sent me the letter telling me, I said, that's the day for my birthday. I don't think I'll even go, but I will.
Why do you think you like him so much?
Well, he will sit. I have seen doctors that they don't tell you anything after they see you. He sits down and talks to you and tells you what he found or what he thinks or this, that, and the other, you know. And he's real good. I sure do like him.
You've got a beautiful house, Marie.
Well,
how do you keep it so nice?
Well, I just try. I go over the floors, vacuum, dust, and things like that. And if I don't mess it up, I don't have to do it every day. But, you know, I cook, and my daughter cooks an awful lot. And mm-hmm. she brings me a lot of stuff in passing, you know. But I have the 3 bedrooms and a bath and a half, and I have 10 acres of land here.
You have 10?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
My great-grandsons do my mowing for me.
What have y'all used all these acres for over the years?
Well, we've had had raised some cows, had a pasture for cows, and we let a fella keep. Well, we raised pigs several years too, and that was back when Frank was working, you know, and doing that too. And he done a little bit of farming. He worked second shift, work in the morning, and then go to work in the evening. And we have a little pond back in there, and it's just growing up now. My son-in-law and granddaughter had a garden last year, but they just let it grow up this year. They decided not to have a garden this year.
Did you ever garden?
Very little. We usually had a small garden, but it's been quite a few years since we had a garden.
What did you like to grow?
Huh?
What did you like to grow?
grow.
Mm-hmm. Like, what'd you grow in the garden?
Oh, corn, tomatoes, beans, squash, cucumber. We did it all when we had it. And I would freeze, and can. But those days are gone forever. I'm not going to have a garden. I'm not going to freeze anymore. Mm-hmm. Except help the daughter-in-laws when they have, and my daughter, when they have stuff to freeze and stuff, I help them.
They still freeze?
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, we did last year. Froze corn, tomatoes, and okra, and all that stuff.
When you were cooking for your family, what kind of meals did you make?
What?
What kind of meals did you used to make for your family?
Meals?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I worked, and I would come home at 3:30, and I would start fixing supper pretty quick. Frank come in at 5, and we would always have good meals. I'd have a meat and at least 2 vegetables, and lots of times dessert. They liked pies and cakes, and I would make them.
Did you like to cook?
Oh, Lord, yes. I love to cook.
What's your favorite dish to cook?
Oh, my Lord, you stumped me there. I don't know, but I do make a lot of pie. I keep a lot of pies in my freezer, coconut pies and candied yams and things like that in the freezer, because I'm always having something at church, you know, a meal, and I don't have to worry about cooking. I can take it out of the freezer, you know, and take that. Or a funeral, somebody gets sick or death in the family, I always take something, you know, some food to the house. That's the way I was brought up. And I just have done it all my life.
That's a wonderful thing.
I reckon that's the reason I've got so many friends. I've always been good to everybody.
Yeah, I like that thought.
Huh?
Being good to everybody pays off in the end.
It does. It truly does. It truly does.
So you're the last one living of all your siblings?
No, I have a brother.
Brother
in Hillsboro.
Okay.
Today's his birthday. He's 88.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How long has it been since your sister passed on?
In 57.
Hmm.
I believe it was 57. Oh, I don't remember. There's something. It's 79. 79. I don't remember, honestly. I can't think right now what year it was. I know her and my daddy both died in the same year. My mother died 2 years earlier. Mm-hmm. And then my daddy and my sister died in the same year.
That must have been really hard.
It was. It truly was. We have always been a real close family. Real close.
Do you remember what happened?
What happened? What?
To your sister and your father?
No. They just, I forgot what. Well, Daddy his mind had got sort of bad. And my sister, when she was young, she had rheumatic fever, and it always left her sort of sickly-like. They lived a good long while. I don't know how long, but I know Bunny and Daddy both died in the same year. And it was sort of rough. At that time, I still had the 2 brothers, and one of them died since, and then the one his birthday today is 88, so he's getting on up there. I think Daddy, I believe he said Daddy was about 87 when he died.
Okay.
We were talking about that the other day.
Do you remember what it was like when your sister had rheumatic fever?
No, not really. She didn't get out and play with us as much, you know, as we did.
Yeah, I've heard that's just terrible.
But I don't remember her, you know, being ornery or anything like that. She always got along good with everybody, but she just didn't get out and play with us as much as the rest of us did.
Mm-hmm. Do your grandkids call you Meemaw?
Meemaw.
They do.
Meemaw. Yeah, that's the reason that little thing is there.
Yeah.
One of them seen it somewhere, and they come in bringing that first time they had ever seen one. They most is Mama or Grandma or something, but they call me Meemaw.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. And they're always bringing me pictures, the little ones. I've got them from less than a year old to 16, no, to 18 or 19.
Wow.
And the little ones come in, they'll bring me a picture, and of course, it's just something they scribble. And if I don't put it up on the refrigerator or somewhere where they can see it, next time they come in, says, Mama, where's my picture? So I have to keep it a while, you know, and then throw it away. But they always bring me something. And they love it when they get out in the yard. They'll go pick little wildflowers, little things that stem about that long, you know. And they bring them in, and I fix a cup or something and put put water in it and put it in there till they leave. But they're always picking flowers for me.
That's wonderful. And you have a lot of pretty flowers in the house right now.
Yeah. I grew some gladiolas out here. I got one or two over there on the table I picked yesterday.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But when Frank was living, he had awfully pretty flowers from the road all the way back here. And just a bed of them is, real wide, half as wide as this room. But I don't have them anymore. They just come up every year, the glads. So every summer I have gladiolas in the house, fresh ones.
That's pretty great, having that reminder of Frank.
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah, growing. Uh-huh, yeah. Lord, I'll never forget him.
Have you ever thought about that you might need to go to a nursing home?
Yeah. And I told my kids, I said, I want to stay home as long as y'all think that I am able to stay, you know, to do my work, to stay home. And when it's time for me to go somewhere, I don't want to go, but I want you to put me somewhere or something, somebody look after me. And I says, I don't want to go to a nursing home, but I will go. I'd rather be at home.
Yeah.
But I've never seen anybody yet that'd rather go to a nursing home. But I said, I don't want to burden either one of them to look after me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That they have families of their own, and I've got sense enough to know that they need to be looking after them instead of worrying about me. And the way they are, I know they would visit and all like that, you know. So it don't bother me. It really don't.
What do you think, if you did have to go, would be the most important thing to for that nursing home to offer to you?
To what?
like, what would be the most important thing to have at the nursing home to make it okay with you?
Visitors to come to see me. And I know my family would, so that would be no problem whatsoever.
Yeah.
Just to come check on me, see if everything was going right. If it wasn't, if they'd see that it got right, you know. Mm-hmm.
Well, it seems like you're doing pretty great for yourself right now.
I am. I'm doing fine.
Is there anything that worries you about the future?
No, that I can think of.
Isn't that great? I think not having to worry is a wonderful thing.
I think the kids would look after me and see that things was all right. Let me get these.
No problem.
That's my neighbor that used to live across the street here, and she lives in Mebane now, and she calls every week to see how I'm doing. And what were we talking about?
Oh, we were talking about how you never have to worry about anything.
No, I mean, I worry. I tell you, I've lived here now for 11 years by myself, and I've always just had the fear, I reckon, of some meanness, you know, somebody trying to break in or something like that. But as far as really worrying me, it don't. But I've just thought about it, you know. Mm-hmm. You see so much of it on television. Mm-hmm. My granddaughter friend built this for me last week and said, "My mom says you anybody come in that door says you hit them on the head just as hard as you can." But I get along fine. I tell you, one time, something that I will never forget was one night, I have a neighbor up here by the name of Charles, and they visit a lot, he and his wife. And he says, "I'll see you later." And I said, "All right." And I had already closed the blinds and closed the door. And somebody knocked on the door. And I says, I shouldn't have said anything. I wouldn't now. I know better. I says, "Who is it?" And he says, "Charles." I thought he said Charles. And I went to the door, and it was this tall, skinny, colored man. It's about 8:45. And I don't usually talk to anybody after 9 o'clock unless it's an emergency or something. And he had one of these spray bottles, you know, like a household spray. And when I opened the door and stood there with my hand on the storm door, you know, and he started talking. I says, "I absolutely am not interested. Thank you." And I closed the door. And it scared me after it was over, you know. And I looked out there, and it was a car just plumb full of colored people at 9 o'clock at night. And it scared me. And I've just always thought about that, you know. And I tell anybody that comes to see me after dark, if they don't call my name, they don't get in, I don't even go to the door. But other than that, I'm fine. You know, but things like that makes you wonder. And my kids told me, said, "Don't you ever go to the door to anybody." And I haven't, and I'm not. I've had people to knock at the door, and I wouldn't go to the door. And I wouldn't answer them. But they have drilled it into me not to go to the door to anybody that I did not know, and I don't.
Yeah, that makes good sense.
It does. It truly does. Because if any of the family come after late or anything, they call before they come, you know. that we're coming, and I've even had them to drive up under the carport, and my phone would ring and say, "Mama, it's me, I'm under the carport," you know. And so then I'd go to the door, but I don't go to the door to anybody that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
If I see them, I get out of sight of them, you know, and I still don't go, don't go to the door.
Do you feel like this is a pretty safe community?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Fellow across the street here is an ex-policeman. He was from Virginia. And I wear a lifeline thing. And I can call somebody real quick if anything was to happen.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell me about?
I don't know of anything. I think I've done talked myself to death. Have I told you anything you wanted to hear?
Yeah. I'm just very interested to hear about how people are living when they're living at home when they're older and, you know, what things used to be like.
Yeah. There is definitely a difference in the way we come up and the way kids come up this day and time.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we didn't have television for a long time. Didn't have television, no telephones or anything. I didn't have a telephone till I come over here.
Mm.
I've been here at least 50 years. Frank and Kenneth and the neighbors would come and help. He built the house except for laying the brick. And building the kitchen cabinets.
Mm-hmm.
So, that makes you think a lot more of it, in it too, you know.
Yeah.
He would get off work and come home from Liggett Myers and eat supper and come right over here and work till about 9:30 at night and then come home, shower, go to bed, get up and go to work again.
Wow. How long did it take him to build the house?
I don't know, not long.
Hmm.
And I know we had had a neighbor that lived over here. Well, two neighbors. And one of them, they were working down in the eastern part of the state, and I can't think where it was. It's not too awfully far. And Frank had got the top on the house and was fixing to put the black paper on, you know. And the fella had this construction company. He says, "Henry," says, let's go home and put that black paper on the house for Frank so it won't mess it up." And do you know he quit his work, and he was had a construction company, and him and he was a neighbor over here, and two neighbors, and they come and they, when Frank come home from work, they had almost put the black paper on top of the roof for him. And that's the kind of neighbors that we had.
Mm-hmm. How did Frank react?
Oh, he was shocked to death, but he would have done the same thing for them. I know, as I said, his daddy was a heating and plumbing contractor. And one Christmas morning, one of our neighbors called a friend and said, "We are having the family for dinner today, and something about the pump, the water, or something." Christmas morning now, and Frank and Kenneth went up there and fixed the pump for them. And just things like that. And I've always said you had to be a neighbor to have a neighbor. But that was the kind of people that surrounds us.
Sounds like a great community.
It is. It truly, truly, truly is. You're not going to put everything on. You're going to put everything on that thing that I said. You think I'm crazy?
Well, it's been recorded, but we can talk about, is there stuff that you don't want to be on there?
No, I don't care. I don't care. But I
think, we just recorded. I think, you've had such a great life. And
I have had a good life.
A wonderful thing to share.
I have got a good life, but I don't know if anybody would want to hear anything about me.
Well, I want to hear it.
You do? Okay.
Well, I'll turn it off now.